T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We bring in Brad Heller, who is filling in for Ed Coleman. And Brad, for the ball club here tonight, the Mets run away with it. 5 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Do they feel like they kind of had Robbie Ray on the ropes, especially after that J.D. Davis base hit?
Yeah, to pile on like they did. I mean, you mentioned it, the inning could have been over at that point, but Frazier and Nimmo go back-to-back right there. They had the right approach. I mean, Ray had been pitching very well. I know he had the blister to deal with in his last start, but he came in pitching very well, and it was nice to get to sit back and relax a little bit. I mean, Mickey was able to make some subs late in the game, and with the day game tomorrow, to be able to jump on Robbie Ray like they did was a big bonus. A couple of nail-biters to start the series, but to kick back and relax, I think, was nice for everybody in that dugout tonight.
Well, Jeff McNeil with 2 first-pitch home runs. You know, he's just going to keep knocking them out of the park, I guess, if he keeps getting them. Has he expressed any surprise that pitchers really haven't adjusted a whole lot?
No, I mean, the one thing he did express surprise about was how far that one went, the 444 feet. He said he thought he hit it good, but to see 444, and he said Alonzo was getting on him, and he said, nope, I can hit it that far. The numbers don't lie. It doesn't matter. Hitting leadoff, I asked him about hitting third. Did he say that the pitchers asked if the pitchers approached him any differently, and he said, nope, the scouting report's the scouting report. And the scouting report with him is he's going to swing at the first pitch, and it seems like opposing pitchers haven't figured that out yet.
It seems like it has. You know, once in a while we'll see a pitcher dropping a curveball or trying to just throw one outside the strike zone. Scherzer did it in Washington last week, and there are other times like tonight where he just gets a fastball poured over the center of the plate and he knocks it out. 14 home runs on first pitches this year for Jeff McNeil. What did Steven Matz say about his outing?
You know, he was really happy with the way he was able to bounce back. Look, a tough start to that second inning with the 3 straight walks, but he told himself he was able to bear down and make his pitches. Didn't have his fastball command, relied heavily on the changeup tonight, got that big double play, get out of the inning, and his pitch count was up at that point. But to go 6 innings, he's been pitching very well at home, very well in the second half of the season. He felt good about keeping this team in the ball game. Obviously, the 5 runs were off to a great start, but that shutdown inning was really important for him, and he was able to build off of that.
Why has he been better at home? Does he have any theories?
Yeah, well, that question came up in the clubhouse tonight. He didn't really have a direct answer for it. He wasn't sure. Just, I mean, there is a comfortability, obviously, to pitching here at home. He's gotten into a little bit of a groove. But I think the home fans behind him, I mean, obviously it helps to have nights like this when the offense jumps out and supports him. But nothing specific. I mean, you can tell it's a comfort level with him. And he's been able to, you know, as he kind of matures as a major league pitcher, he's been able to kind of bounce back from if there's a bad inning or he gets into a jam like that. He's able to figure out ways to get out of it. And maybe it is being more comfortable here at home. But that's certainly helped his confidence going along here. And it's helping the Mets as they try to stay in and climb up in this wild card race.
And the Mets could be within 2 games of the second wild card spot by the end of the night. The Cubs and the Padres are still scoreless as they head to the 5th inning now at Petco Park. Cole Hamels just struck out Chris Paddock, the opposing pitcher, to leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the 4th. So it's still 0-0 as they move to the 5th in San Diego. And if the Cubs lose, the Mets will be 2 games behind both the Cubs and the Brewers for the second wild card spot. Brad Heller, thank you very much.
Thank you, Wayne.